I certainly have. You were there, but somehow you were still really invisible. Maybe people just walked past you, maybe they were talking to everybody else, like you. Maybe you felt like you just didn't quite fit in. I think most of us know what that feels like, some way or the other, don't we? That's why I love the story that we're looking at today. Because it's about a man who was surrounded by people, but probably felt very alone. His name was Zacchaeus. Now, if you've heard the story before, you might remember that Zacchaeus was a small man. The Bible tells us he was short. But that wasn't his biggest problem. The problem is that people didn't like him very much. Zacchaeus collected taxes, and in those days, tax collectors had a terrible reputation. They often took money from people that they should not have taken money from. And so Zacchaeus had money, he had a job, he probably had a nice house, but he didn't have many friends. People saw Zacchaeus coming and they probably said, oh, no, not him. No, like we do sometimes in Sainsbury's or Tesco, oh, no, not him. So one day Zacchaeus hears Jesus is coming through town and suddenly he wants to see Jesus. I don't know exactly what Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus. Maybe he had heard that Jesus healed people. Maybe he had heard that Jesus welcomed people that nobody else wanted. Maybe he had heard about the miracles that Jesus had performed. What Zacchaeus had heard, but he showed up. Something inside Zacchaeus said, I need to see this Jesus. So Zacchaeus goes out into the crowd, but there's a problem. Everyone is taller than him. He can't see. Now, I want you to picture this. Yes, Zacchaeus trying to look over everybody's shoulders. He's moving left, he's moving right, he's trying to find that, and nobody is saying that Zacchaeus. Come to the light. Nobody is making space for Zacchaeus. And so he does something a grown man probably didn't normally do. He climbs a tree. Can you imagine that? Come on. We saw that. We probably saw off it, wouldn't we? This wealthy, important man standing up a tree just so that he can see Jesus. And eventually Jesus comes walking down the road and the crowd is everywhere and people are calling out his name, Jesus, Jesus. And people want his attention and then Jesus stops right underneath the tree. And he looks up and he says, Zacchaeus. I just love that. Jesus didn't say, hey, you in the tree. He didn't say, tax collector. He doesn't say, hey, that man in the tree that everyone hates. It's in his name. Zacchaeus. And if you only remember one thing from everything that I'm saying today, I want you to remember this, that Jesus knows your name. Can we say that together? Jesus knows my name. Jesus knows my name. Again.
Jesus
knows my name. He hadn't sorted out his life yet. He hadn't apologized to everyone. He hadn't paid any of the money back to people. He hadn't changed his behavior. But Jesus called him while he was still Zacchaeus, still complicated, still carrying his reputation, still carrying his mistakes, still carrying everything that everybody knew about him. And I think that somebody might want to hear that today. That sometimes we think, oh, I'll come to Jesus when I've sorted myself out. Or I'll pray when I'm doing better. Or I'll get serious about God once I've stopped making that same mistake over and over again. But that's not what happened here. Jesus met Zacchaeus before Zacchaeus had changed. And that, church, is what grace looks like. Jesus meets us right where we are. Now, that doesn't mean that Jesus leaves us where we are. Zacchaeus is about to change dramatically. But the change begins because Jesus comes in. And that's it. Grace comes before transformation. That Jesus doesn't say, Zacchaeus, sort yourself out and then I'll come to your house. He says, come down, Zacchaeus. I'm coming to your house today. Can you imagine the crowd? They would have thought, of all the people in town, Jesus chooses Zacchaeus. Surely there were nicer people he wanted to come and visit. More religious people, more respectable people, people who had behaved better. But Jesus goes home with Zacchaeus. And then the crowd begins complaining. Nothing much has changed, has it? The crowds all start complaining and they basically say, why is Jesus spending time with a sinner? That's something I want us to understand today. People tend to look at your history. Jesus looks at your heart. But it's same thing. People tend to look at your history, but Jesus looks at your heart. Here I am, an ordained pastor, the Reverend Robin Fenner, at the Salvation Army with drugs overdose, who prayed in cemeteries to the devil for his aspects, who hurt his mother so badly. Diagnosis of stage 4B cancer. 16 tumors from my neck into my abdomen, and the doctor said it's time to look for a hospice. And I said, I will not declare death over myself because I worship the risen Savior Jesus Christ. And I declared life over my body. And yes, 8 months of chemotherapy, 4 months of radiotherapy. And I remember going into my oncologist's office after my treatment, getting my scans done and going in for the results. And he said, I don't use this word, but I'm going to use it again. Cured. And he said, I know why, because I've been watching your faith. 5 years ago! Almost to the day, no, 2 more weeks ago. After returning after full-time mission work with my wife in Africa in 3 different nations, after collapsing in the mission field and being resuscitated and having to come back to the UK right in the middle of COVID. Angry with God and running from God and bitter and grieving because the vision wasn't completed. That's over 5 years ago. God called me from the north of Scotland back south. I'd only been up there for 4 months. That was very rebellious. He called me back here to pastor this church. Got my second diagnosis of stage 4B cancer. Tumor between my heart and my lungs, strangling my pulmonary artery. Because radiotherapy and chemotherapy had damaged my body so bad the first time, they didn't want to do it again. So they did surgery and some bots, and I was cut so hard on my lungs, I had to remove the tumor. came out victorious in Jesus.
Amen.
People tend to look at your history, but Jesus looks at your heart. People will remember what you did, but Jesus looks at what you will become. People are going to label on you. And it. Failure. Troublemaker. Different. Broken. Hopeless. But Jesus does not introduce Zacchaeus by his label. He calls Zacchaeus by his name.
Smile
on people. They wear name badges because people don't always know who we are. But Jesus doesn't even know what he knows. He really knows. He really knows your name, knows your story. He knows what makes you are. Knows what bothers you. Knows the things that you tell everybody. He knows the things that you don't tell anybody. Psalm 139 says that God knows when we sit up and when we get. When we sit down and when we get up, he knows our thoughts. He knows us completely. And here's the deeper part of the story, that Jesus knowing Zacchaeus wasn't just information. Jesus wasn't saying, oh yes, I've heard about you. When the Bible talks about God knowing us, it's something much deeper. It means that we are known personally. We're seen. We're understood. We're not just another face in the crowd. Think about how many people were around Jesus that day. Hundreds perhaps, but Jesus noticed one man in a sheep. I want to say this very clearly today. You can be in a crowded room and still feel alone. You can come to church and you can still feel unseen. You can have people around you and still wonder whether anybody really understands what's happening inside of you. Jesus sees you. Maybe you've walked into this church today and you've had a bad week. Jesus knows that. Maybe you're carrying something that you haven't told anybody about. Jesus knows. Maybe you've made a mistake and you're ashamed of it. Jesus knows. Maybe you're doing really well at the moment. Jesus knows that too. Maybe you don't even know what you think about God yet. You're still trying to work things out. Jesus knows. He's not frightened by being part of your story. Zacchaeus had a messy story. But Jesus didn't walk away. He came closer. And now something happens when Jesus comes into Zacchaeus' life. Zacchaeus stands up and he says he's going to give money to the poor. He says that if he cheated anybody, he'll repay them. See, something has already changed within Zacchaeus' heart. I want us to notice that Jesus didn't stand outside his house with a list saying, right, Zacchaeus, rule number one, rule number two, rule number three. Zacchaeus encountered Jesus, and that encounter began changing the way that Zacchaeus lived. That's Christianity. Not just strive on and not just be better, but meet Jesus and let Jesus begin changing you from the inside out. And sometimes that changes. Sometimes it takes a long time. I'm still being changed. Came to Jesus 39 years ago. I'm still being changed. I'm still being transformed. Sometimes we get things right. Sometimes we fall down and we have to get it back up again. But Jesus keeps working with us. Philippians says that the one who began a good work in us will carry it on. So if you're still growing, that's all right. It's okay. Because we're all still growing. There are people here who followed Jesus for many years. There are people here who have only just started following Jesus. There may be people here who aren't sure whether they've started at all. And yet here we are. Showing up. All together. Not one of us has arrived yet. We're learning, we're changing, we're following Jesus one step at a time. And perhaps your step today is incredibly simple. Maybe your step is just simply to believe. But Jesus knows his name. Because once you believe that Jesus is known, Jesus notices you, then prayer changes. You don't have to shout to get God's attention because you already have his attention. We need to get this whole thing right. Huh? You don't have to go in and do rehearsals before we go into pray. Just pray. Speak your heart to God. He loves that. He loves that. Sometimes I'm washing the dishes and I pray. Sometimes it's not so nice prayer, man. It's like, oh, can somebody else say I'm going to do this job? No, I say it. Pray. Talk to God in the shower. Talk to him in the toilet. Do not the time for stopping us. Tell him how you feel. That's a very day I'll make so much strengthening the fact that I'm not alone in this. Speak to none of the central meaning to this one. Is this what it is? You don't need those fancy words. Maybe you just want to simply say, look, it's us. It's the end game. It's the end game. And he knows exactly who he is. It's beautiful, isn't it? Maybe tomorrow morning, maybe you're getting ready for work, or maybe you're sitting at home, maybe you're traveling somewhere, maybe you're feeling anxious. Just stop for a moment and say, Jesus, Jesus, you know me, Jesus, help me today. Someone says to me, nothing complicated. Every day, if you remember, just say, Jesus, you know me, you help me today. And you remember to say to me, yes, you're back to shine with me tomorrow.
Jesus, you know me, not me today.
Okay, Jesus,
you know me, not me today.
Sometimes we may appreciate it so keen on. Jesus often made things wonderful. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. Jesus saw Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus wanted to know who Jesus was. Jesus already knew who Zacchaeus was. And perhaps that's the most important thing some of us can take away with us today. We may still be discovering who Jesus is, but Jesus knows exactly who you are. You know, it still says to us that, come follow me. He still wants a relationship with you. He still wants to walk with you. Now ask yourself, you don't need to answer this out loud. Just think about it. You think about yourself. What label comes from? Maybe it's something somebody else has been doing and using. Maybe it's something you started believing about yourself. Useless. I'm an addict. I'm a failure. I'm not very clever. I always mess things up. I'm different from anyone else. Whatever that label might be, I want you to imagine Jesus standing beneath Zacchaeus. He doesn't call out the label, here's the name. Today, Jesus knows your name too. So your struggle isn't your name. Your addiction isn't your name. Your disability isn't your name. Your past isn't your name. Your mistake isn't your name. Your name. Is your name. You're a person that Jesus sees, person that Jesus loves, person that Jesus invites to walk with. It doesn't mean that everything is suddenly going to become easy, but it means you don't have to walk through it. I know this. Jesus knows you. Jesus is. Love. Jesus can change your life one step at a time. Let's say that truth with today one more time. Jesus knows my God. And again, because I really want to come into the unique life.
Jesus knows my God.
This time, because I want to say, if you know us, thank you that nobody there is invisible to him, that you know every name, you know the struggle, you know the fear, you know the shame, that you know thank you that you did away with Zacchaeus to become perfect before you pay it. Thank you that you know away for us. You help us to trust. Jesus, I pray that you'll help anybody here today just not to know that he's even. Do you help anybody who feels ashamed to know that your grace is greater than their past? Help those of us who have followed you for many years to keep growing and to help others grow too. And this week when life gets messy and noisy, would you help us to remember these simple words? Jesus knows my name. And when we don't know what else to pray, would you help us simply say, Jesus, you know me, help me to that. It's not one thing to that. It's not 10 things, just one. When you wake up tomorrow morning, when you're having a good day, or when you're having a terrible day, when you feel strong, and when you feel like you've completely messed everything up, I want you to remember that Jesus knows you. He loves you. So very, very dear. We just close our eyes. Both please forgive yourself. Then cut to the face and find a way. know you are. You know what language you've got on you that you've been letting you yourself or what other people have put on you. Today is freedom. Today there's an alternative, there's an option. Jesus says, come. Follow me. I know your name. Love you. Transform your heart. Don't have to be more complicated than that. Just come as you want to Jesus and you can send me for it. Shut my neck. It's me. It's me. Maybe you've walked away from Jesus. Maybe you haven't taken Jesus seriously for a while. I'm going to give you that opportunity today just to pray this prayer with me. It's quite in your heart. Jesus, it's me. You're a man. This Sunday afternoon, there are feelings to make of you. But if you know that already, you know that. Lord, I want to come in serious now with you. I ask, Lord, that you would enter my life, Lord, give you permission to enter my life. I set aside and I surrender to you. Thank you that this place is on table for me today. Lord, I did go today on every label that's been put on me, Lord, and I say Jesus knows my name. So today I give my life to you. Surrender my life to you. I want my sins to follow you. Thanks a new one. I'm going to draw my life, my salvation. Draw my refuge and draw my strength and draw the anchor in the storm. And in you, nothing's been lost. I wish you that, believe that. So I'm going to have my heart to that. And pray that there is again and my anxiety. Please don't leave this place today without knowing that wouldn't be Jesus.